From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Tuesday with Nigeria's top Muslim leader. Chris Stein has this report for VOA.
The traditional ruler of Sokoto, the Sultan of Sokoto, is the highest Muslim leader in Nigeria, and it was at his palace that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave a speech condemning Boko Haram excesses. He said education and opportunity could turn people away from the extremist group.
Boko Haram boasts no agenda other than to murder teachers, burn books, kidnap students, rape women and girls, and slaughter innocent people, most of whom are Muslims.
Boko Haram has killed about 20,000 people and displaced up to 2.7 million in its seven-year insurgency in northern Nigeria. Chris Stein for VOA News, Sokoto, Nigeria.
Turkey Tuesday pounded the Islamic State jihadist in Syria with new artillery strikes. It comes as tensions flared on the Turkey-Syria border after the bombing in Gaziantep that left 54 people dead. In the new fighting Tuesday, two mortar rounds fired from an IS-controlled area in Syria hit the southeastern Turkish town of Carchemish, according to Turkish television. Turkish artillery responded by hitting four IS positions around the jihadist-controlled Syrian town. Iran has arrested or summoned around 450 social media users over their online activity. That comes from the cyber arm of the Revolutionary Guards Tuesday. They said the people were carrying out immoral activities, insulted religious beliefs, or had illegal activities in the field of fashion. This is VOA News. A roadside bomb killed an American soldier Tuesday near the capital of Afghanistan's Helmand province. It comes after the first major U.S. deployment to the city since foreign forces withdrew in 2014. That blast left another American and six Afghan soldiers wounded, according to the U.S.-led NATO coalition. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis in and around Mosul could be uprooted by the military assault to retake the city from the Islamic State, according to the UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, Tuesday. This is the UNHCR spokesman, Adrian Edwards.
In Iraq, we believe displacement may be about to dramatically worsen as the focus of military action turns towards Mosul. Already, over the last few months, some 213,000 people have fled their homes in different parts of the country.
Again, that is UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards. The UNHCR is looking to set up camps in up to six locations across northern Iraq, but finding available land for those new camps has become a critical issue. Russian competitors remain banned from the Rio Paralympics after the country lost an appeal Tuesday against a suspension issued over evidence of state-run doping. The Court of Arbitration for Sport dismissed the appeal filed by the Russian Paralympic Committee. It had sought to overturn the ban that was announced on August 7th by the International Paralympic Committee. Meanwhile, the Russian sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, slammed the Paralympic ban as beyond belief, and the Russian Paralympians could appeal, though it's unlikely to happen before the start of the event. That comes from Alexei Karpenko, a lawyer that's representing the Russian athletes. He says the Paralympians were denied the right to present arguments and proofs of their cleanness, despite the fact that they were checked by all possible anti-doping laboratories. He added that they were deprived of their fundamental rights, of rights affirmed in the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. He adds that all the rights were abused today. Meanwhile, the CIS said Russia did not file any evidence contradicting the facts on which the IPC based its decision. The German car giant Volkswagen said Tuesday that it had reached a deal with suppliers to resume deliveries after a stoppage that forced the group to stop production at several plants. VW and suppliers Kartrim and ES Gus had been locked in a dispute over the component maker's decision to stop deliveries. The automaker obtained court injunctions ordering two suppliers to resume delivery in early August. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.